Okay, so we're still trying to work our way through the Gemara. I think when we finished yesterday, Judah asked a question. He has a final today. But he asked a question in terms of just reading the Gemara. Very, very challenging Gemara to make sense of. Again, we're in the second of the two major sugyas in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and this is about Mumar Ochel Nevelos Lehachis. We know that a Mumar Ochel Nevelos Lehachis is Pasul Eid. It's good. We had a Machlokas Rishonim. I'm sure you remember we had a Machlokas Rishonim. What is it about a Mumar Ochel Nevelos Lehachis that makes him Pasul Eid? Is it that, as Rashi had said, that since he's... what does Lehachis mean? That Lehachis is that he could have had kosher meat, but it would have been more expensive, and the non-kosher meat tastes the same, but it's a little cheaper. So you see, he's willing to violate averos for money, and that's what Lehachis means. And therefore, he's a rasha d'chamas, and that's why everyone agrees he's pasul eidos. Or you see, like the riff, where the riff says that no, it's not about money per se; it's that he has a taiva that he likes the non-kosher meat better, and that's enough to make him pasul eidos l'kulei alma, because just like he violated the halacha for one taiva, he'll violate a halacha for taiva's mammon as well, and that will make him a rasha d'chamas. So this machlokas, in terms of the geder of rasha d'chamas, and we also shitas harambam, where rasha d'chamas has to mean that you actually take somebody else's money. So this machlokas of what rasha d'chamas is really an explanation of Rava's shita that the only psul is a rasha d'chamas, that a regular rasha is not psul. So if you hold like Abaye that a regular rasha is psul anyway, so you wouldn't need to get into the details of what's called a rasha d'chamas, what's not called a rasha, because either way you're going to be psul just for being a rasha. But within Rava holds that it's only a rasha d'chamas that's psul. So we have this machlokas rishonim about how to define rasha d'chamas. But it's interesting. I saw in the Otzer Iyunim in the back of the Masifta Gemara quotes that this idea of being Magdir Rasha D'chamas has ramifications for Abaye Shita as well. And obviously we wanted to have ramifications for Abaye Shita because Abaye is how we're going to paskin. This is one of the Yal Kigam. Because the Ramah writes in Choshe Mishpat and Simon Lamed Dalet Siv Gimel that an Avera D'Rabbanan, that if let's say that people violate an Avera D'Rabbanan, so Eidim become pasul only if it's an Avera D'Rabbanan that they did that involves Chimud Mamon. Meaning, you don't become a Rasha who's pasul Eidos for doing an Avera D'Rabbanan, but you become a Rasha D'Chamas if you did an Avera D'Rabbanan because of monetary considerations. So even Abaye, which is how we paskin, that any Rasha would be pasul, would agree that when you're dealing with doing Isurim D'Rabbanan, then you're only going to be possible if you're a Rasha D'Chamas. So then you need to understand what the definition of Chamas is. So the Sma on the side of Chosh Mishpat over there in Sifkat and Hay writes that it doesn't have to be Chimud Mamon per se, but even if you violate the Avera, Machma, some other Hana'a. You violate the Avera because of some enjoyment that you're going to get, some Hana'a that you're going to get out of it. So even that would possible you. So that Sma is really Tully in this Machlokas Rishonim. It turns out that even according to Abaye, when you're dealing with Yisurim D'Rabbanan, only Rasha D'Chamas is possible. Good, but how do you define Rasha D'Chamas? Do you say like Rashi that it has to be something that you violated the Avera for monetary considerations? Or do you say like the Rif that even violating the Avera for any Hana'a would make you a Rasha D'Chamas? So the Sma's comment that when you do an Avera D'Rabbanan for any Hana'a, it makes you Pasul Eidos, assumes like the Shita's Harif, not like the Shita of Rashi. So it turns out that this Machlokas, Rashi and the Rif, within Shita's Rava, will have a ramification, Halacha L'Maisa, within Shita's Abaye as well. Namely, when it comes to violating Isser D'Rabbanan. But that's not the main thing I wanted to talk about today. The main thing we need to talk about is the association of the Machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yossi with the Machlokas Abaye and Rava. We have Machlokas Abaye and Rava in our Gemara about a Mumar Ochel Nevelos Lahachis. Is he Pasul Eidos or not? Abaye says yes because he's a Rasha. Rava says no, only a Rasha D'Chamas Pasul. Not every Rasha is Pasul. So the Gemara tries to associate this with the Machlokas Tanaim. So let's see that inside again. Name of Tanaim. Eid Zomim Pasul Kol HaTorah Kula Divra Meir. Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Meir holds an Eid Zomim is Pasul for everything. It doesn't matter what he's an Eid Zomim about, he can't be an Eid about any type of case once he became an Eid Zomim. He's Pasul Lekalatarakula. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bamed, Amurim, Shuz, and Bidin and Fashos. Avaluz, and Bidin Ramin, is Kashal, Din and Fashos. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and says, if he was an Eid Zomim about something very serious, like Din and Fashos, so if he's willing to violate, to tell untruthful Eidos, even on something so serious, so Kal V'chomer, he would tell untruthful Eidos about even lighter topics, about Din and Mamanus as well. But if he only was an Eid Zomim about Dine Mamanus, so all you can prove is that he doesn't take Dine Mamanus so seriously. You don't necessarily, you cannot say that he's going to be possible even for Dine Nefashos. So what you have Rabbi Yossi saying is that Mekula L'chumra Lo Amrina, that just because someone has violated a lower level of Eira, does not necessarily mean he's going to violate a higher level of Eira. Now let's take a look at the two types of psulim that we were talking about. We spoke about a mumar ochel nevelos lahachis. Now, and we're trying to figure out, does that make him somebody who's going to be a liar, who's going to testify falsely? So, mumar ochel nevelos lahachis, is that a kula, or is that a chumra? Is that a lesser avera than testifying falsely, or a greater avera than testifying falsely? So the Gemara suggests, Abaye k'Rabbi Meir. Abaye assumes like Rabbi Meir, that even when you do a lesser avera, Rechoshesh, that you're going to do a worse Avera also. Why? What's the lesser Avera? If you're Ochel Nevelos Lahachis, all you do is you got issues with God. But you don't do anything to anybody else, you don't hurt anybody else. When you testify falsely, so you're not only doing something bad by God, you're doing something bad by your fellow man. So it's a much worse Avera. So Abaye says, like Rabbi Meir, that when someone does a lesser Avera, Rechoshesh is going to violate a worse Avera as well. And Rava will say, no, when you do a lesser Avera, so we know that you're untrustworthy on the lesser Avera. But that doesn't transfer over to a worse Avera. Just like Rabbi Yossi said, when you're an Eid Zomim for Dine Mamanis, you're still kosher for Dine Nefashos, because Dine Nefashos is more serious. So too, if you are Ochel Nevelos Lahachis, which is a lesser Avera, you're still going to be kosher for Eidos, which is a greater Avera. So Abaye, Krav Meir, Damar Amrina Mikul L'chumra. Rava, Damar Krav Yossi, Damar Mechumra L'kul Amrina Mikul L'chumra, Lo Amrinan. So that's what the Gemara tried to suggest, that Abaye was going like Krav Meir, Rav was going like Rabbi Yossi. Now, how you understand this association, that Abaye is going like Krav Meir, Rav is going like Rabbi Yossi, is totally on Machlokas Rishonim we already discussed. We discussed the Machlokas between Nemuka Yosef and, yesterday we spent a good deal of time on this, Nemuka Yosef and a whole group of other Rishonim. Right? We tried to show that several other Rishonim have a fundamental disagreement with the Nemuka Yosef. This other group of Rishonim hold that a psul of a Rasha, that's Eino Shel Chametz, a psul of a regular Rasha, according to Abaye, the fact that a Rasha is possible is because he might lie. That a person is a Rasha, so we assume he's going to lie under oath, he's going to lie in his testimony. Because someone who's chashud to be Rala Shemayim, we have to be choshesh, he's going to be made sheker. A guy who has issues with God, so he might testify falsely as well, even though the Avera of being made sheker is worse, in a sense, than any Avera he had ever done. Why? Because what Avera has he done? He ain't Nevelos. That's an issue with God. Now he's going to be made sheker, where Choshish is going to be made sheker, the way these Rishonim understand, which means where Choshish is going to do what? He's going to be bad to God and bad to other people, because he's going to be made sheker. So then it fits in very nicely with Rav Meir. The Rav Meir also agrees that if you do something that's a lesser Avera, like being made sheker in Dine Mamanis, we assume you would do a greater Avera, like being made sheker in Dine Nefashos. So if you were caught as an Eid Zomim in Dine Mamanis, we assume you're going to be an Eid Zomim in Dine Nefashos as well. That's great. That's the way the majority of Rishonim would understand it. But what did the Nemuka Yosef hold? The Nemuka Yosef had an interesting shita. He held that when you're a Rasha to Chamas, so fine, then it's a chashash that you're going to lie. That what apostles use is a chashash that you're going to lie. But when you're a Rasha that's not a Rasha to Chamas, you're just dumb, like you eat Nevelos. You eat Nevelos Lahachis. You don't like Hashem, for whatever reasons. You eat Nevelos Lahachis. So that's not a Rasha to Chamas. So why are you Pasul Eidos? So Nemuka Yosef tainted that the reason you're Pasul Eidos is a Gzeres HaKasov. Not that we think you're actually going to lie. Gzeres HaKasov, Chashash Meshaker. Not Chashash Meshaker, Gzeres HaKasov. That it's nothing to do with Chashash Meshaker. So then what's the Gemara saying over here? So it's saying the reason Rav Meir passels you for Eidos when on Nefashos, when you were an Eid Zomim on Dine Mamnas, is not because someone who would tell a lesser lie is chashed that he's going to tell a greater lie. It can't be. It can't be about how big of a liar we assume you're going to be. Why not? Because then there's no parallel. Because the way we understand Abaye, the way Nebuchadnezzar Yosef understands Abaye, is that the psul of a Rasha, right, a guy who eats nevelos lahachis, the fact that he can't be an aid, is not because he's a liar. So it's not that, oh, if you're going to eat nevelos, so then you would lie. So if Abaye is patterned after Rameir can't be about lying either. Can't be about the fact, oh, that if he was an aid zomim on mamadis, so he would lie on dinei nefashos. No, then the way you'd have to understand Rameir is that once he was made Sheker and Dine Mamonis, he's a Rasha. And as a Rasha, Gzeres HaKasuf, he's possible for Olei Duyos. That's what Rameir understands. That once you become a Rasha, even on a Dover Kal, Memela, we assume you have the shame Rasha, and that applies across the board even for Dvarim Chamurim like Dine Nefashos. That's what we're lining Abaye up with according to Nebuka Yosef. That a guy eats Nevelos. What does that do to him? Makes him a Rasha. Once he's a Rasha, so he can't be made. Why? Because he's going to lie? No. Nothing to do with lying. He can't be made because he can't be made because there's such a din that he can't be made. I'm just trying to show, what we're going to do a lot over here is trying to show that previous machloksim that we've discussed, we only had two really major machloksim. This machlokas about what the psul of Rasha is it chashash mashakar or is it stam psul of gzeres hakasuv, and the machlokas of what l'teyavon means, what Rasha d'chamas means, that you actually are doing it for money or for any other type. So I'm trying to show as we go through the Gemara how the two sides of each machlokas are going to work through. But the truth is, over here we have a more fundamental problem. And it's not the association of Abaye with Rabbi Meir, it's the association of Rava with Rabbi Yossi. And this is what Judah was asking about, I think, at the end of the day yesterday. He was saying, Rava holds like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi says that when you're an Eid Zomim from Mammon, you're possible for Mammon, but you're not possible for Dinei Nefashos. So I wanted to say Rava holds the same way. Because Rav holds, you eat nevelos lahachis, so it's not going to possibly you the edus. Edus is a more severe thing. We're not going to possibly, we won't assume that you're going to violate the more severe avera of edus. Good, so the fact that Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi, that someone who's chashed by avera is only possible for edus that is on that level, and not for edus that is greater than that. So l'chora, we should be able to show the following, that even though Rav is moda that Rasha d'chamas is pasul, Rav says Rasha d'chamas is pasul, right? So let's say a guy is a Rasha d'chamas and he wants to be made about dinei nefashos. So what would you say? He's a ganav. He's a Rasha d'chamas. Or a ganav or something, and he wants to be made about dinei nefashos. So, simple reading of Rava would tell you, right? How did the Gemara start out? Mumar ochel nevel sluteavon, code word for Rasha d'chamas, divrei akal, pasul, right? Everyone says pasul. What would that sound like? No qualifications. Pasul. Can't be made about anything. What's Rabbi Yossi's shita? That we're associating Rava with Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi's shita? Rabbi Yossi says, if a guy does a lesser avera, we're not going to passel him for a worse avera. We're not going to assume that he would also do a worse avera. That's why, if you're ochel nevelos lahachis, we're not going to make an assumption that you would be made sheker also. Because that's worse, to be made sheker. If that's what Rava's lining up with, then when a guy steals, a guy's a Rasha d'chamas, yeah, okay, we should assume he would lie about Mammon. That's his weakness. Yeah, it's Rala Brios, it's Rala Shemayim, fine. But that's his weakness. It's in Mammon. Nefashos is on a higher level. Meaning, if we had to rate, we had to rank, what's the most severe issue of... What's the most severe isser of three things? I don't know what I did with them. If we had to rank, what the most severe isser of three things? Ochel nevelos lahachis, ochel nevelos l'teavon, and let's say it this way. four things. Ochlen veils lahachis, ochlen veils l'teyavon, being made sheker in mamonis, and being made sheker in nefashos. So how do you rank the severity of those four averos? Those are four averos, and they're all under discussion here. Which is the most severe? Which is the least severe? How does it rank down the line? What would you say? Right. Clearly the worst, the most severe is made sheker nefashos. Clearly the least severe, it would seem according to the way the Gemara understands it, is ochel neveil slahachis. Because slahachis, it's only you have problems with God. No problems with other people. Now, ochel neveil slateyavon and made sheker, right, are both rala shemayim, and made sheker and mamonis are both rala shemayim v'rala briyos. Right, they would be on a similar level. So you have one clear winner or loser, depending on your perspective, of made eid sheker by nefashos. You have one clear, very lenient one of ochel neveil slachos, and then you have two floating around in the middle somewhere. Right. So now, with that perspective, Rabbi Yossi says, if you do, what did Rabbi Yossi say? If a guy was caught doing which level of avera, worst, middle, or low? What was Rabbi Yossi's case? What was his case, Rabbi Yossi? Middle, right? What did he say? What was his case? You were caught doing what? An eid zomim by mamonis, right? So that's rala shemayim v'rala brios. You're an eid zomim v'dina mamonis. So mid-level case, you're not going to be puzzle for a higher level case, right? For eidus on nefashos. And we're trying to say Rava would hold the same thing like Rabbi Yossi. So what did Rava actually say? Rava said if you did the lowest, you did lahachis, right? Ochel neveil lahachis, so you're not going to be possible for any edus, because those are mid-level and high-level. Edus moment is mid-level, edus nefash is high-level. So that works. That part works great. Rabbi Yossi says you do a level 2, you're not going to be possible for level 3. Rava says you do a level 1, you're not going to be possible for level 2 and level 3. That works great. But what would Rava say if you do a level 2? If you're an ochel neveil slateyavon, which is rala shemayim v'rala brios, it's a level 2 aveira. What would Rava say in that situation? So, you're puzzled for what? Would you be puzzled for level 3 also? So, pashtus in the Gemara is puzzled. Yeah, you're puzzled for everything. But wait a second, Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that. Right? Rabbi Yossi says if you are made check of this mamon, you're still kashal din nefashos. Rava holds a rush of the chamas, which is the same on par with made checker for edus mamon, is possible for dina nefashos. So my high, what's the Gemara's hava mina? That it could associate Rava with Rabbi Yossi? It's a bam kasha. I think that's what Judah's asking. Anyone remember? I think that's what he was saying. No, you're learning with him. No, that's what he, I think that's what he was saying. It's a very very strong kasha. So there are a couple of basic approaches in the Achronim, and to me it's a wonder that Rishonim don't talk explicitly about this, at least the ones that I saw. So I looked in the Masifta in the back of the Gemara. He quotes all the Achronim that talk about it. I wouldn't have known which Achronim to even look at. So he quotes the Tshuva the Nod B'Yehuda. So you have to know Tshuva the Nod B'Yehuda to find the answers. He has the Tshuva the Nod B'Yehuda in Madur Kama Evin Ezer Simin Nun Zayin. The Nod B'Yehuda writes as follows. From our Gemara we see that when Rava says that a Mumar Ochel L'Teyavon is Pasal Eidos, says the Nod B'Yehuda, that wasn't Rava talking. What? It says Divrei HaKol Pasul. Yeah, that was the Gemara talking, making an assumption about what Rava's Shita would be. Midivrei Ashas. But Rava himself only told us that a Mumar Ochel Neveil Slahachis is not Pasul. He never told us directly that a Mumar Ochel Neveil Slateyavon is Pasul. So Eino Chinami, when the Gemara is associating Rava with Rabbi Yossi, at this point, what the Gemara is actually saying is that Rava would hold if you are an ochel nevelos l'teyavon, your kasher le'edus nefashos. Against what the Gemara said earlier, because that wasn't Rava, that was the stump of the Gemara. The only thing Rava said explicitly is about umur ochel nevelos l'achos. Unbelievable. Meaning, such a kasha that a gon like the Noda B'Yuda had to turn the Gemara on its head and like take it totally chutz mipshuto. Tells you what kind of kasha this is. Oh, it's jarring. Elamai, Lamaskana, we understand that the Gemara was right, that Rava holds that you're pasul edus when you're mumrochen veil stem, you're pasul for all eduyos. Why? Because at the end of the day, the Gemara says, nah, Rava doesn't really hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rava even holds like Rabbi Meir. That's the next line of the Gemara. The Rava could even go like Rabbi Meir. So we don't have to make this equation. But if you're going to make the equation between Rava and Rabbi Yossi, then that's where you would end up. That Rava would hold the Mumar Ochlan Veil Stevan is allowed to be kosher and aid for Dine Nefashos. But Rava doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rava holds like Rabbi Meir also. That's Nod Behuda. He also quotes a different Mahalich, which I think is a little more satisfying, but it's going to pose its own set of problems. So stick with me over here. There's a sefer called Toras Chaim, another Achron. Toras Chaim has three kashas. Kasha number one, he says, how can you say that according to Rava, that when someone does a lesser Aveira, he's not going to be chashud for Eidos on a more serious Aveira? Our kasha, didn't Rava say that a mumrochel neveils l'teyavon, which is a mid-level aveira, is possible even for all eduyos, even for edus nefashos? Right, the same kasha. He starts off with this kasha. Kasha number two, he says, it's clear that Rava holds that the reason a mumrochel neveils l'hachis is not possible edus is what? Why does Rava hold mumrochel neveils l'hachis not possible edus? Isn't he a rasha after all? So what's Rava's response? He's not a Rosh Duchamas, exactly. He's a Rasha, but he's not a Rosh Duchamas. Not because he's not Pasul Eidos Chamura for an Avera Kala. Why don't you say that? Meaning, Rava said, a Mumarach Nezachas is Kashul Eidos. Why? Because the Torah says a Rosh Duchamas is Pasul, and this guy's not that. He's not a Rosh Duchamas. Why don't you say much more pashut? If Rava really holds like Rabbi Yossi, that mekula l'chumra lo amrina. So just say the guy who's ochel neveil slachas, he's doing a level one aveira. He's doing an aveira down here on the ground. So he's not going to be pasul le'edus because edus sheker, whether it be mamon or nefashos, level two or level three. Either way, it's a higher level aveira. Just say that. What do you have to say? Because he's not a rasha de chamas. Kasha number three, l'chora, l'fi Rava, according to Rava, that we only pass la Rasha de Chamas, someone who's made Sheker in Eidos Nefashos should be kosher to be an aid elsewhere. Why? If Rava's real svara is, like we originally thought, that only a Rasha to Chamas is possible, you could be the biggest Rasha in the world, but if it's not Chamas, you're kosher. So let's say a guy does the worst Aveira. He's made Sheker in Eidos Nefashos. No one's paying him. He doesn't gain it. No one's getting money. No one's. He's going to kill somebody. He's being made Sheker. Someone's Mechal Shabbos. The guy's going to get skila now. He should be kosher to be an aid in other cases. We caught him lying. He was about to kill somebody. He should be kosher to be an aid. Why? He's not a Rasha de Chamas. Only a Rasha de Chamas is possible to aid us. That's ridiculous. What? Only a zomim. Only if he was a zomim. Let's say we caught him just lying. We have evidence that he was lying. Not an aid zomim. So says the Toras Chaim. A totally different approach. Toras Chaim says Rava is modeh. That if you do an Aveira, even if you're not a Rasha de Chamas, we are choshed that you're going to be made an Eidos Sheker. As long as the Aveira of the Eidos Sheker is not more chamor than the Aveira that you did. And again, if you do an Aveira, we do think you're going to be made an Eidos Sheker. So long as that Eidos Sheker is not worse than the Aveira that you have already done. See, if you do a light Aveira, Rava will say, you're not going to be made Eidos Sheker because that's very bad. You're not going to do a worse Aveira. But if you did a bad Aveira already, so that's just as bad as Eidos Sheker, let's say, then you will be, even if it has nothing to do with money, it's not Chamas, you will be possible from being an aid. Right? Let's say, for instance, take the case of, I tried to kill somebody. I was an aid in Dinei Nefashos, and I lied. I lied that this guy is Michal Shabbos. Is it Rashi D'Chamas? No. But what is it? It's a very bad Avera. It's Nefashos. It's level 3. So everyone's going to be Moda, even Rav will be Moda, that I can't be made on Nefashos or Mamanus then, because I did an Avera that's just as bad as being made Sheker on Mamanus and Nefashos. Namely, I was made a Sheker on Nefashos. So obviously, I'm going to be Pasolatus even for an Avera. When Rav says that only Rosh Hashanah is possible, it means that when you eat Nevelos, which is only Rala Shemayim, what's the case of Nevelos, it's only Rala Shemayim? Lahachis and Teavim. Lahachis. You eat Nevelos only Rala Shemayim. Lahachis. We're not choshish that you're going to do Eidos Sheker. Why not? Why not? Because Eidos Sheker is Rala Shemayim v'Rala Brios. So therefore, he only passes someone who eats the Te'avon, because someone who eats the Te'avon has violated an Avera that's Ra L'Shamayim and Ra L'Brios. Meaning, we assume that he's going to violate Eidos Sheker. I'm sorry, not Ra L'Shamayim, that's Ra L'Brios, but that's the Gzeres HaKosov, that when you Ochel Nevelos L'Te'avon, you're a Rasha D'Chamas. So the Torah says that once you're a Rasha D'Chamas, we assume that you're going to violate Eidos Sheker, which is even more severe. The only place where we're going to assume that you would do something more severe than what you already have a track record of doing is Rosh HaDechamas. When Rava says his chiddush of Rosh HaDechamas, that only Rosh HaDechamas is possible, he can't mean that only Rosh HaDechamas is possible. He means, look, if you do something much worse, so then you'll be possible for anything that's as bad as what you've done or lower, right? Chamas, the chiddush of Chamas is that when you're Rosh HaDechamas, we assume that you're going to be pasulatus for even for averus that are much worse than what you've done, even though you have no track record of having done any worse. You're ochel nevelos l'te'avon. You haven't done rala shemayim for rala brios. You've done rala shemayim. You haven't done rala brios really, because you saved yourself some money. You didn't steal from anybody. You haven't done rala brios yet, because it's chamas, we're going to make you pasul to be an aid. In any case, indeed in Mamanus or in Nefashos. So when we say that Rav is like Rabbi Yossi won't passel someone who lies on a lower level for, meaning someone who lies in Dinei Mamanus and Eidzomim and Mamanus for Dinei Nefashos. That's perfect. Rav agrees. Rav would agree outside of Rosh HaDechamas, we would never take someone who does a lesser Avera and passel them for a higher Avera. Passel them for things that would mean they have to violate a higher Avera. So Rav agrees to Rav Yossi. So again, what was the Kasha? What was the Kasha we started with? How's it answer now? We said, how can you associate Rav with Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi says, if you do a level 2 Avera, which is your lie about Mammon, it doesn't passel you for level 3, lying about Nefashos. Doesn't mean we assume you're going to lie about Nefashos. But Rava holds that if you do a level 2, you're nochel nevelos l'te'avon, you will be possible for nefashos. Astira. Answers the Torah Chaim. Brilliant. Pashut, when you hear it, once you get it, you realize, of course, that's pshat. Ochel nevelos l'te'avon is not a level 2 aver. Ochel nevelos l'te'avon is nothing. I mean, it's Ra L'Shamayim. It's a level 1 Avera. Why does it passel you? Because there's a din called Rosh HaDechamas. And once you're Rosh HaDechamas, you passel for all Eduyos. Outside of the world of Rosh HaDechamas, when you do an Avera, you're only passel for that level and lower. You're not passel for things that will involve a higher Avera. So for instance, if I testify falsely about Mammon, I cannot be an aid in Dinei Mamanus. Even Rava would agree. I cannot be an aid in Dinei Mamanus. But you know what I can be? An aid in Dinei Nefashos. Because that's a worse Avera. As long as I wasn't a Rosh HaDechamas, as long as I didn't do something to Rosh HaDechamas, I could still be kosher for things that are more chamor. And that's exactly Rabbi Yossi. That's how the Toras Chaim suggests. Minchas Chinuch has a very similar mahalich in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, pretty much the same mahalich. Here's the problem. What if you have a guy who himself is a gazlan? Not that he was made about mama or whatever. A guy's a gazlan. He stole money. Is that a rush of the Hamas? Guy's a gazlan? Come on, this is not a hard question, right? Guy's a gazlan, yes, that is the very definition of rush of the Hamas. Wasn't trying to trick anybody. A guy is a gazlan. He steals money. He's a rush of the Hamas. According to this explanation, Rava and Rabbi Yossi, that camp, should hold that this guy is pasul to dinei nefashos. Why? Why should he be pasul even for dinei nefashos? Dinei nefashos is more severe. Because a rush of the chamas is pasul for even things that are more severe, right? So he should be pasul for dinei nefashos. The problem is, the Gemara is going to say in Amud Beis that according to Rabbi Yossi, a guy who's a gazlan is not pasul for dinei nefashos. I was going to say Mesachik B'Kuvya Malve B'Ribis are only possible for Eidus Mamun according to Rabbi Yossi. So now we got a problem. The whole Vardin Rava is that once you're a Rosh of the Hamas, you're possible for everything. When you're not a Rosh of the Hamas, he's just going to say you're not automatically possible. When you're Ochel Nevelis Lahachis, you're not automatically possible, but you are possible for whatever is on your level or lower. Guys, the Gazlan is a rush of the Hamas. So how can Rabbi Yossi say he's not possible for Nefashos? He Vaday should be possible for Nefashos. So that's what Toras Chaim asks on himself. What are you going to do about that? So a couple of approaches in the Achronim to take this next step. So first of all, where does the Gemara say it? Just so you shouldn't believe me. Right? The Gemara says, the Gemara says, where is it? Alien Absulim, Mazak Bukovia, Mavi Ribis, Mafrikayonim, Sokre Shvius, Vavadim, Zakal Kaledish, and Ishkshir Lafin and Shir money. Elema Rabbi Yossi, Vayika Eidos, right before the Mishnah, Vayika Eidos Bedin and Fashos. Sha'ini Ishak Sherinla, Vahain Ksherinla. Who do we just list? Malve Beribis, people who are Ganav, Midrabanan. Right? Mesachik Bukovia, Sachre Shvit. All these people are Gazlan and Midrabanan. And we're saying what? That according to Rabbi Yossi, they're Kosher for Eidus Nefashos. That's our problem. So, there are a few approaches in the Achronim on this as well. Let's go back to the Nod Bihuda. Actually, let's go with Karen Ora first. Karen Ora might be a little easier. Says the Karen Ora that you have to be mechalik between a Rasha L'Teyavon, where we passel him for all Eduyos, like Rava holds, and a Rasha Shel Chamas, where Rabbi Yossi only passels him for Eidus Mamon, not Eidus Nefashos. Meaning, according to Rashi, let's go back to that Machlokes Rishonim we had before. What is an Ochel Nevelis L'Teyavon? What drives him? What makes him do the Aveira? So according to Rashi, what makes him do the Aveira is money. According to the Rif, not necessarily money, Taiva, right? So says the Karen Ora, according to Rashi, that the reason Rasha L'Teyavon is like a Rasha D'Chamas is because he violates an Aveira Machmas Mamon, so then he mamish has the same din as a Rasha D'Chamas. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he should only be possible for Eidus Mamon. But the Rif writes that it's possible because just like he's chashed to violate an Avera Machmas Taiva, so too he's liable to be made Sheker Machmas Taiva. So it could be that that's worse than a Rasha D'Chamas. And for that, you can be possible to break up. It could be that Ochel Nevelis L'Teyavon is a greater psul than a Rasha D'Chamas. Because the Rosh of the Chamas, you're only going to do things that involve money. But Ochlan Veil's Tevon shows that any taiva is enough to get you. That any taiva is enough to cause you problems. So if that's the case, that any taiva is enough to cause you problems, so then you'll be made sheker also. Because you'll compromise your principles for Eidl Sheker as well. This kasha of how you can deal with Amud Beis is a major, major issue that maybe we'll wait till we get to Amud Beis to deal with it fully. But again, the fundamental approach that I think we want to accept is that of the Minchas Chinuch and the Toras Chaim, that according to Rava, a Rosh of the Chamas is possible even for and chashud to violate even averus that are worse than what he's already done. Whereas a Rasha, it's not that he's off the hook, that a Rasha there's no psul. Of course there's a psul of being a Rasha. But that psul is only that once you've proven you're willing to violate a certain level avera, so we're choshed you on that level and lower. We're not going to be choshed you on that level and higher, on anything higher than that level avera that you've already proven yourself. Good. A couple of more issues over here. Says the Gemara, so we want to say that Rava holds like Rabbi Yossi and Abayi holds like Rabbi Meir, right? So says the Gemara, lo, alibi Rabbi Yossi kuli amalo pligi. Abayi can never fit his shita with Rabbi Yossi, so you're right. According to Rabbi Yossi, that someone who is chashur to, who's an eid zomim on mamon, is chashur for dinin and fashos, there's no way Abayi can make shalom with that. Abayi is going to have major problems with that. Keep ligi alibi Rabbi Meir, but Rava could fit Rabbi Meir. Abayi very easily fits Rav Meir, because again, Rav Meir is the one that said that if you're an Eid Zomim from Mammon, you're apostle for Nefashos as well, for Eids Nefashos as well. So we go Mikul Luchum Rasa. Abayi says, yeah, great, that's why when you're a Rasha Lahachis, where you're only Ra Shamayim, we assume you'll do Eid the Sheker, which is Ra Labrios also. But Rava Ad Kan Lokam Rav Meir, but Rava could also fit the Rav Meir, because Rava would say, Ad Kan Lokam Rav Meir, awesome. El Gabe Eid Zomim de Mammon de Ra Shamayim for Ra Labrios. Meaning maybe there's a ceiling that you could hit of like the worst kind of avera. An eid zomim de mamon, yeah, on a certain sense, it's a lower level avera than an eid zomim de nefashos. But if you view all averas in the following prism, is it bad to Hashem? There are two types of things. Things that you do bad to God and bad to mankind. And once you've hit both, there's nowhere to go. There's no worse you can get. So an eid zomim de mamon has been bad to Hashem and bad to fellow man. So Mela, he's as bad as he can get. So Rameir will say, okay, so he's pasaleidus even for nefashos as well. Because he's hit that limit, that ceiling. Aval hacha dera l'shamayim vein ra l'brios, but someone who's ochel nevelos, l'hachis, is only ra l'shamayim, he's not ra l'brios. So he hasn't hit that ceiling. So he's not going to be pasaleidus. That's how Rav would understand. Now, the Yad Ramah asks the following kasha. How can you say the reason Rava doesn't pasul umum lahachas for Eidus Mamon is since he's not Ra Lebrios, we're not choshe that he's going to be made sheker on somebody else? Then we shouldn't have been pasuling a mumer ochlan veil sloteavon either. He's also not Ra Lebrios. I mean, what the Gemara is suggesting is when we say Rava can even be gone like Rav Meir, Rava's whole svara turns into the following, that someone who's not Ra Lebrios is not going to be made a Shaker. And that's why in Ochel Nevel Slahachis, he sinned to God, so he's not going to be made a Shaker. Right? That's Rav's old Svara. But once you're Ra Lebrios and Ra Lashamayim, then you'll be made a Shaker about everything. That was Rav's Svara. Then why exactly is an Ochel Nevel Slateavon possible? An Ochel Nevel Slateavon, what does he do? Yeah, he wants to save money. Is he stealing from anybody? No. Maybe he's not even saving money. According to the Rif, he's not even saving money. He's just satisfying a taiva. Satisfying a taiva. Rala Shemayim? Absolutely not. I'm sorry. Rala Brios? Absolutely not. Only Rala Shemayim. And yet Rava says, I agree, he's Pasul Eidus. So why should he be Pasul Eidus? This is a kasha that the Rishonim deal with. I put a Rashash in the Mar Makomos. Rashash deals with this. The Rashash suggests that there's a fundamental distinction between someone who does something in the hachis, someone who does something in the tevel, in the following way. Someone does something in the hachis, when someone does something in the hachis, they don't get any hana whatsoever from the avera that they're doing. Meaning, l'tehavon means I'm satisfying some sort of taiva. L'hachis means there's kosher meat, there's treif meat, they taste the same, they look the same, they cost the same, and I go for the treif meat, because I do that, because I want to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no personal hana'a from the avera. He's not machshev it as an avera. It's not, as Rav Shach likes to say, it's not someone who violates his principles because of money or because of something else. He just doesn't hold it as a principle. It's just not one of his principles. Nevela is not an issue that worries him. So you could say that even though he's not zahir in this mitzvah, which is beval makom, but who says he's not going to be zahir? Who says that lying and under oath and testifying falsely about somebody, that's also necessarily not one of his principles? Well, that might be one of his principles. So we're not going to be choshe that he'll necessarily be an etcheker. But when someone violates an avera l'teavon, what does it tell you? It doesn't tell you it's not one of the person's principles. It is one of his principles. He knows you're not supposed to eat treif meat. Elamite's so much cheaper, or so much more delicious, or whatever it is, whatever taiva he has, whether it's mammon like Rashi, or it's just stam taiva like the Rif. There's something that drives him, and we see that he has a track record of violating principles for money or for taiva. Mimela. If it's going to come to saying Eidus Sheker for money, he'll violate it. Yeah, we think it's one of his principles. We hold that he's got his head screwed on straight. It is a principle. He just has a very weak heart. You give him money and all the principles fall by the wayside. But we don't think he's lacking principles. We know he holds it as a principle. He's just willing to sacrifice a principle, and he has a track record of sacrificing a principle for money. So that's how the Rishash answers. It's not an issue of Rala Shemayim versus Rala Brios only. Yeah, Mumarach L'Vez L'Tayavon is only Ra L'Shemayim. But L'Tayavon shows you that he does hold that there's an issue called Nevela, and he's willing to sacrifice that for money. So then he'll be made Eid Sheker for money also. L'Hachis is that it just tells you that he doesn't hold it as a principle at all. Mimela, it might be that Eid Sheker is one of his principles. And we can't be choshe that he's going to be made Eidus Sheker. That's the approach of the Rosh Hashanah in dealing with Rav Shita. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, I want to get the two issues I want to deal with tomorrow a little bit are punishing Beis Din, killing somebody, you know, with on hearsay or on a very, very interesting story at the bottom over there, and also someone taking what seems like a bribe at the end of the Gemara. Also very unusual. So a little bit of a lighter topic than we discussed today. Let's finish up the sugya. Did you say that?